Remember a while back we were watching those city council meetings and people were coming up with the craziest stuff, and you and I were like, who wastes their time going to city council meetings asking for stupid things?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some major stuff going on right now in a city council. They're busy. You know, most towns are busy. So this guy gets up in Lincoln, Nebraska, in front of his city council, and he is, I mean, as serious as a heart attack. And you're like, he's going to ask for something for the hospitals. There's something going on with the respirators. There's going to be a whole thing with ventilators. Like, you really expect that this is going to be all about some sort of pandemic-related thing. He is serious as can be. And he went viral because here's what he asked for.
I promise I won't take up too much of your time here. My name is Andrew Christensen. I live at 1212 Twin Ridge Road.
Mm-hmm.
Lincoln has the opportunity to be a social leader in this country.
We can You've been mail casually him. We can send him mail. Why did he give us his address?
So out of control that our children are throwing around names and words without even understanding their true meaning.
Okay, so this is Black Lives Matter. Is that what you're thinking right now?
I go into nice family restaurants and I see people throwing this name around and pretending as though everything is just fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about boneless chicken wings.
Okay.
I propose that we as a city remove
the people are laughing at him, and he looks over at them with the death stare, with the dad death stare, like, you be quiet right now.
I propose that we as a city remove the name Boneless Wings from our menus and from our hearts.
He doesn't like it.
These are our reasons why. Number one, nothing about boneless chicken wings actually come from the wing of a chicken.
That is
we
true.
We would be disgusted if...
I don't understand that. Boneless chicken wings don't come from a chicken?
No, don't come from the wing of a chicken. There's no such thing as a boneless wing. It comes from the breast. And they call it a boneless chicken wing to sell you more chicken.
The butcher was mislabeling their cuts of meats, but then we go around and pretending as though the breast of the chicken is its wing.
See?
Number two,
Not
boneless
wrong.
Chicken wings are just chicken tenders, which are already boneless.
Right.
He's got a good point there.
Yeah.
I've actually thought that. What's the difference between boneless wings and chicken tenders?
There isn't any difference. It's like jumbo shrimp, just two words that don't go together. Yeah.
I don't go to order boneless tacos. I don't go and order boneless club sandwiches. I don't ask
you
for
could.
Boneless auto repair. It's just what's expected. And then number three, we need to raise our children better.
Mm-hmm.
Our children are raised being afraid of having bones attached to their meat. That's where meat comes from. It grows on bones.
That's true.
Does meat grow on bones, or do bones just happen to be there?
No. Well, I guess in the womb, it starts out with a bone and then meat grows around it, maybe? I don't know. He seems to know a lot about this.
We need to teach them that the wing of a chicken is from a chicken, and it's
right.
Delicious. I propose that we
And children are our future.
Name boneless wings in the city of Lincoln. We can call them buffalo-style chicken tenders. We can call them saucy nugs or trash.
Saucy nugs. That was your name in high school.
We can take these steps and show the country that where we stand and that we understand that we've been living a lie for far too long.
Mm-hmm.
And we know it because we feel it in our bones.
Oh, little pun there. Our bones. I see how he concluded. Okay. So this guy is very upset about this misnomer that's going on in the world. How do you feel about this, Anthony?
I actually agree with him because I've thought the same thing. At Hooters, you can get a bucket of wings, or you can get a bucket of boneless wings, or you can get chicken nuggets. And I don't know if they even know the difference between boneless and chicken nuggets. I think it's the same thing. So I kind of agree with him. I don't think it's a big enough problem to go to a city council meeting. I think he should have just wrote a blog, maybe.
Yeah, but no one's going to read a blog. This has gone viral. I mean, he wants to make a statement.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's made it because everywhere I look today, this was out there. His video was out there. Him saying this was out there. So apparently he's starting his own little revolution.
I love that we're past the fact of Black Lives Matter. We're past the COVID. And now the problem in the world is boneless chicken wings. I love that we're there now.
I think we can hold all thoughts at the same time. I think we can support Black Lives Matter. I think we could be scared of COVID and also not happy with boneless chicken wings. You can hold more than one thought in your brain at a time, believe it or not.
Now you can, but most guys can't. Now you're just showing off because you can have more than one thought in your head. I've never had that before, so don't say all of us, just say women.